Hare Krishna. Reading from My Glorious Master, Honolulu, Hawaii, 1976. Beneath a banyan tree. The ISKCON Temple in Honolulu was donated by Ambarish Das, Alfred Ford. In an exclusive section of the city, this stately house turned temple included a sprawling banyan tree in the large backyard. If it had been in India, that tree would have sheltered either holy man, a temple, or a tea stall. Prabhupada had previously spoken to the devotees about constructing a new temple building under the tree, but when he heard that we could not provide our own construction labor and that hiring laborers would cost $8 an hour per man, he gave up the idea. My comment, Prabhupada was extremely careful with Krishna's money. An end and a beginning. The frequent and personal exchanges I had with Prabhupada in Fiji were not possible in the busy Honolulu temple. As soon as we arrived, association with Prabhupada was limited to hearing his morning classes about Ajamil from the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In those classes, Prabhupada specifically addressed the situation in Hawaii. The enjoying spirit. The Hawaii devotees were divided into the same two factions as the New Zealand devotees. In addition, Hawaii is permeated by an enjoying spirit. These tiny islands, advertised as the land of fun, sun, and surf, teem with tourists every year who bake on the white beaches and enjoy the nightlife. The spirit is so strong that ISKCON's Hawaii history was littered with mishaps of missing money, drugs, and sex. Prabhupada lectured here in a capital of Maya's kingdom that, quote, Krishna consciousness and sense gratification go ill together. Prabhupada said, this is the material world. So long as one will be engaged in sense enjoyment and different varieties, he will have to remain within the material world. Krishna is so kind. We want to enjoy this material world. Therefore, he has given us a full chance. Yes, you enjoy, he says. But it should be stopped. Yes, really, it has to be stopped. If you want real life of eternal enjoyment, then you have to stop. If you don't stop, then you remain here. Bhutva, bhutva, praliyate. You have to take birth according to your desire, either as Brahma or as an ant or a cat or a dog, as a demigod, and according to your capacity. Krishna will give you all right. Ye tamam papadyante tams tataiva bhajamyaham. If you want from Krishna sense enjoyment, he will give you all facilities. But Krishna does not want. Krishna says, savadamam prityaja mamekam sharanam bhaja. That is his mission. That, quote, you will never be happy in this process of sense enjoyment. My comment. Prabhupada once commented that enjoying in the material world was not possible, but if it were possible anywhere, it would be in Hawaii. Prabhupada's Honolulu lectures noted the inconsistency of a devotee's simultaneous attempt to enjoy in the realm of matter and his or her blossoming spiritually. Surfing is a regular part of Hawaii's sun and fun culture, and the temple devotees would religiously visit the Honolulu beaches each Sunday. Prabhupada often teased their enjoying spirit. Though this appeared to be an innocent pleasure, Prabhupada acknowledged its dangers and took exception. Prabhupada said, this morning we were talking about the sufferers. What is called the sea sufferers? Devotees say, surfers, Prabhupada, surfers, yes. Devotees laugh. Surfer, I call sufferer. See, sufferer. We are creating a situation by which we shall become a fish. Yes, contamination. Just like if you purposely contaminate some disease, you must suffer from that disease. Why there are different varieties of life? What is the reason? The reason is that we are infecting. Nature's law is so perfect that you infect something, some disease, some contamination, then you must suffer. This is nature's law automatically going on. So the person who is taking very much pleasure dancing in the sea like fish, so he is contaminating, so that in his next life he will become a fish. He'll be very free to dance with the ocean. Left. Now it will take millions, again millions of years to come to the stage of human being. Jalajana valakshani stavara lakshavimshati. He has to pass through 900,000 different species of fish life, then again come to the land, become trees, plants, and so on. 2 million different forms he will have to go through. My comment. Prabhupada parodied the similarity of the word, quote, suffer and sufferer, to point out the danger of becoming contaminated by the desire to enjoy in the water. He did not refrain from compassionately directing the, quote, sufferers towards real happiness, surface sufferers towards real happiness. Prabhupada. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, all living entities are my parts and parcels. This means as good as I am, but they are concocting, manufacturing ideas to become happy. He has no information how to become happy. Actually, there is struggle for existence, but they are trying to be happy by manufacturing different types of struggles for existence. The other day, someone was saying that they have now discovered another way of happiness, flying in the air. Yes. Now the sufferers, or what is that called? Devotee. Surfers. Prabhupada. Now they want to fly. Another discovery. This is going on. Actually, they're manufacturing different ways of suffering. There is no happiness, simply manufacturing different ways of suffering. That is our material disease. But here it is recommended that we come to the right conclusion on how we shall become happy before our next death. Then we can end this process of continuously dying and again taking birth and again disease and again old age. That is not very good. But they are so foolish and rascals. They do not know how life is going on. They cannot see how nature is working upon us. Everything is darkness. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the only hope for human society, the only hope. It is not story, it is fact. So those who have come to Krishna consciousness, I request that you take it very seriously. Read the books and make progress and simply try to understand Krishna. Then everything, all problems will be solved. My comment. Prabhupada again played on the similarity between sufferer and surfer to make his point about the never-ending, never-fulfilled search for material pleasure. The problems of material life and also the problems of spiritual life, even the factions amongst the devotees, inside versus outside, could be solved by Shastric knowledge and Krishna conscious advancement. How do we know if we are advancing? Prabhupada said, if one is trained up as a devotee of Krishna, then what happens? Very soon one becomes detached, vairagya. Bhakti yoga means vairagya vidya, how to become detached. That is the test. Whether I am making progress in the bhakti yoga, the test is within myself. I haven't got to take certification from others. How much I am becoming detached from the material world, that is the test. If you are still attached to material pleasures, that means you are not making progress in bhakti yoga. It is a test. My comment. Prabhupada knew well the tendencies of the conditioned soul to shrug off others' criticisms. He therefore prescribed a self-test for discerning our advancement in Krishna consciousness. We should just honestly examine our own position to discern whether adjustments in our life are required to enhance our spiritual progress. Only we ourselves will lose should we think that detachment from matter isn't an ingredient of advanced Krishna consciousness. Okay. We shall end here. Hare Krishna.